What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe I know a guy just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Sal Sports and Stuff podcast. It's been a little while since we chatted and going to get right into it today. My guest is John Feliciano. He is an offensive lineman for the Buffalo Bills. He's been playing both guard and center. And really, he's been front and center since center Mitch Morse has been out in concussion protocol since basically the first couple of days of practice. I thought Feliciano played really well in his time at center. It was interesting talking to him after the first preseason game when he told me that a lot less to think about at center with the Bills than where he came from with the Raiders, with all the things that Josh can do, Josh Allen, that is, and the freedom he has to run the offense and how much he can really help the offensive line. But even at guard, I think John has acclimated himself really well. He seems like he really enjoys playing in Buffalo, and I think you're going to like what he says about Josh Allen, about playing in Buffalo, and about his life in particular and some of the things that are going on outside of football. Very interesting guest here, John Feliciano. We're going to talk more about the Bills as it gets closer to the regular season. Of course, not far away, the first game at the New York Jets on September 8th. So here is John Feliciano, the offensive lineman for the Buffalo Bills. Thanks for tuning into the Sal Sports and Stuff podcast. As always, please remember to download, subscribe to the Sal Sports and Stuff podcast. And why don't you throw me a nice review over there on iTunes or wherever else you are listening. Thanks a lot once again. Here's John Feliciano. All right, John, just tell me, how everything's been going with the O-line shuffle. Obviously, not just from your perspective, but just kind of everybody that you see in and out and everything that you guys have had to work through a little bit.
Yeah, it's a benefit to be able to have three or four guys that can legitimately switch positions at any moment. I did it my whole career in Oakland. It wasn't a big deal for me, and being around these guys, Spence and Cody and Q, they seem to do the same thing. No sweat off their back.
When did you start playing other positions? Like, were you always a guy who played all the positions, or were you one guy and then had to do it when you got to the NFL or college?
Yeah, so I redshirted my first year at Miami. Then the second year we had Brandon Linder starting at right guard, and at that time Harlan Gunn at left guard. and there wasn't a real spot for me at guard. Our center was Tyler Horn, and you know, I took it upon myself, started doing right tackle reps in one-on-one, and I was just, you know, in Coach Kehoe's ear at the moment, you know, just trying to get on the field, and started playing well at right tackle. And then it started from right tackle. I started at right tackle my redshirt freshman year. Then I went to left guard that next year, and bounced out to tackle whenever they needed me. I played one game at left tackle in my senior year. So, I mean, I was just trying to stay on the field. So,
what's the biggest kind of difference for the average fan that you could kind of, you know, dumb it down for everybody and say the biggest difference between the three spots, meaning center, guard, and tackle?
Center, usually you're uncovered, so center is more just mental, just calling out the defense and getting into the block second, so you're not taking much of a banging. Guard, everything happens the quickest at guard, and you're dealing with bigger, stronger dudes. And then at tackle, you're kind of on an island, and things happen slower. So knowing, you know, the DNs have more time to rush, think of a rush move, and you have to deal with all that.
Do you kind of prefer? Do you feel more comfortable anywhere? Are you okay with everywhere?
Guard is where I played the most, but I'm very comfortable at guard or center.
When you were in Oakland, did you was it frustrating not being like a normal starter? You're behind some good players, obviously, mm-hmm. but you know, like, how much were you itching it on the field, and how much did that weigh into you saying maybe I need to look for an opportunity elsewhere?
Yeah, there's definitely days that it was easier to cope with. But a lot of frustration, especially on game day when, you know, you're sitting on the bench, you can't really do anything. I even try to play some tackle there, and that didn't work out. I was just really happy when I got into free agency and the Bills were offering, you know, a opportunity to compete, to start, and that's all I needed.
Did you have anywhere else that you looked at that you even considered going besides Buffalo?
There was a couple teams before, and then When Buffalo became an option, it was, you know, instantly the number one spot.
And I think you said Bobby Johnson was a reason for that. Can you touch on that a little bit?
Yeah. I was with Bobby for 3 years in Oakland, and he would always – he ran the goal line there, so he would always, you know, put me in and, you know, make little plays for me. And we always had, like, a relationship after that, you know, just me being my butt.
Throw you the ball at all in those situations?
Yeah, I went out for a route, like, three times. but, you know, that little thing, you know, we built a relationship off of that, and it was a no-brainer when I got the call.
5 years in the league, you've experienced starting, you've experienced not starting, you've experienced free agency. What have you learned about this job, this business?
Everywhere is different. Coming in, I didn't know anybody here. I knew Zoe, but me and Zoe were together my rookie year for a couple weeks, I believe. But it was just different, good different. I was getting FaceTimes from freaking Dayball and never got a call from a coach before. And, you know, everyone here, it's truly a family. You know, a lot of places say that, but what we have here is genuine, and it's really, it makes coming to work so much better.
Do you have any defensive linemen that you're kind of looking to play this coming season on the schedule, guys you either come and familiarize yourself with or that you've seen from afar that you want to challenge yourself against?
Yeah, I mean, I know week one, every week you got somebody. I know week one, Henry Anderson's there. We trained together at IMG, so I know him. The next week after that is the Giants. My guy Olsen Pierre's there. Went to school with him, and then Cincinnati after that, and you know, Gino. So every week there's someone that, you know, you get excited to play against.
Do you keep tabs on your former team, especially Hard Knocks? They're going right now. I'm watching it. I'm interested in what's happening, and you know, how are you going through that process of watching that?
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I sent out a tweet before they announced who was going to be, and I was like, it's going to be a shame. It's going to be stealing from the fans if they don't let Oakland be on it. So I had that DVR'd. I'm watching it. I can't wait. Well, it's today, right? Tonight? I think it's Tuesdays.
Yeah, it might be. I'm not sure. I just watch it usually after it's come out a little bit because we've been on the road so much. It's been hard.
I can't wait. I look forward to it.
What is it like playing for John Gruden?
Different.
Yeah.
It's different. I really enjoyed my time with Cable. Coach Cable is a great coach and a great guy, and you know, I miss being around the guys. You make good friends, and you know, I talk to them all the time. I give them so much crap on Hard Knocks, so but it was different.
All right, Ed Oliver, you go against him every day. In a way, tell me what he's going to be like in the NFL.
Ed's one of those players you hate at practice. You know, first OTAs and first few weeks of camp, and we're really, you know, in the dog days of camp and going against each other. You just know you got to come there to work every day, because Ed's one of those guys that, you know, he just goes hard, 100% every play, and freaking this tall and freaking strong, and he's gonna be a load. I'm excited to see what he does.
I'm not going to ask you to compare Josh with Derek, but at least you've seen a young quarterback go from year one to year four. I think you were there probably Derek's rookie year.
His second year.
Okay, so now you're going through this again with Josh. You know, what do you see in Josh? And even if you can maybe remember back to where Derek came from and how they grow, how these guys grow.
Well, they're two very different people, personality-wise. Derek's, Derek's super good dude, super nice dude. And then you come to, and Josh, good dude too, but he's just, you know, he's just so funny. He's so fun to be around, you know.
Derek a little more serious, maybe?
Yeah. They're just two different guys. Josh is unlike any quarterback I've been around. There he is. He doesn't act like a quarterback.
Talking about you.
Talking crap?
No?
Yeah, I'm talking about how you're not like Derek. See, like, he's honestly,
he just gave him a little move, by the way. You can't see this on radio, obviously.
He's like one of the guys, and but when he gets out there, you see it in his eyes, things just change.
Do you like, is it unquestioned that Josh is the leader? When we get in this huddle, he's the leader, and you know, and he has that persona, and you respect him that way.
Yeah, 100%. You would never think he's a second-year guy, you know?
Right.
Just the way he carries himself and the confidence he just exudes is just, it makes you, like, makes O-linemen want to play for him a little harder. Just to know that the play is never over with him. You know, he's going to give 100% of himself all the time. And when he was scrambling in the first game, I was like, Josh, preseason, buddy. Like, and there's like, that's what. That's what he does, you know. That's Josh. So, it's just funny.
All right, enough of this football stuff. Let's talk about you. So I'm told you actually like writing and designing games. You've partnered with esports Wombo Sports. What is all this about?
Well, I like to write. I like to play video games, and they're just growing up, just games that I liked and figured I can do things better, make that I would like more. So on my free time, I just like to write and
write. Like, what do you write?
Stories, like kind of like background stories. Like,
does it have to do with gaming or football or life?
All the above,
okay.
Depending on the mood, depending on what I'm going through too. You know,
yeah.
Throughout the season, a lot of things happen. You got family stuff, you got football stuff, and taking the time out, you know, maybe like 30 minutes, an hour, just to write down your feelings or write down whatever you got going, it definitely helps.
So you keep kind of a journal, like, every day. Do you make sure you enter something every day? Do you refer back to it?
No, not like every day. It's just kind of like things build up, and there's times where, like, all right, I need to sit down and jot some things out, or you know, write something down on my phone to wake up to the next morning, just to keep me going, you know?
What do you like besides football? Any other sports you're into?
I'm a big basketball guy.
Okay. Who's the team?
Miami Heat.
All right.
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, we're going through a couple of some down years right now, but I'm still a Heat lifer. But basketball was my number one sport growing up. And then
you're into UFC too, right?
Yeah. I love the UFC. That might be a second career.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think about actually getting in the ring when you're doing football?
Yeah.
Maybe even when you're playing football.
I don't think that's allowed. one of my buddies is he is an aspiring fighter. He was actually on The Ultimate Fighter and Dana White's Contender Series. So I grew up with him. You know, I played football with him and his brother.
Who's that?
Jamie Alvarez.
I don't know the names very well. Yeah. I don't follow the sport that much, but I see the big names during the big fights and stuff like that.
So I got another kid that I grew up with named Miguel Baiza. Okay. He literally just was on the Contender Series and won and got himself a contract with the UFC. So like I don't know. It's just I love the art of it. The ground game and just the techniques and striking is just beautiful for me.
Why, like, what about it wants you to do it though? I mean, there's one thing to watch it and say this is really cool. Like, you gotta have a certain mentality to want to do that, John.
Yeah, I mean, it's why I play football. Yeah. I mean, I like hitting people and not getting in trouble for it. If I would do UFC, it's more. I like just the whole just foundation of it. The it's just humbling, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Especially going into something you don't know nothing about is humbling. And to be able to, you know, we're good at football. All football players are, you know, at this level. It's humbling to go somewhere when you don't know anything and you're not the best at it.
So pregame, you put the headphones on. What are you listening to?
Oof. So before I go out, the last two songs I always listen to is "Born Sinner" by J. Cole, and that's just ode to my friend Sean that passed away a couple years ago. That was our song. And then right before I go out, I listen to "Your Hand in Mine." It's the song from Friday Night Lights, and every time I listen to that song, it's just there's no lyrics. It's just the beat, and I drop a tear almost every game.
What happened to Sean? Tell me about him.
Actually, August 18th, so the anniversary a couple of days ago, 2016, it was a late night. He went out drinking and ended up crashing into a canal, and he was in a coma fighting for his life until December 23rd of 2016. So, that's always weighing heavy on my heart.
How did you know him, and how long did you know him?
He was my best friend for 15 years. Growing up, he lived with me for a few months, and then I lived with him and his family during high school years when I was homeless, and ended up staying with him, and it's just he was always there.
Tell me about the homeless part a little bit.
It sucked. when I was in 10th grade and 11th grade, we lost our trailer, and my family moved back to New York, and you know, I wanted to go to Miami and didn't think Miami would look at a lineman from New York. Thought it would be easier to get my foot in the door if I stayed local, and it was. And I ended up living with Sean and his family for the majority of the time.
I know you like to cook. You like to grill. Is that because you know your family have to kind of help provide things like that?
I mean, what's a better way to spend time with people than throwing out something on the grill and maybe having a beer or something?
Yeah, no doubt about it. What do you like to cook? What do you like to grill?
Anything. I mean, give me any meat and I'm throwing it on the grill.
All right, so tell me about Buffalo here. Today we're doing this so people know it's like 85 degrees outside. That's going to change in a couple months, John. What's it going to be like for a guy down in Miami and here now played in Oakland here in Buffalo?
It's going to be different. I mean, I'm not going to lie, but I mean, my family was born or lived in New York, and I always had Christmas in New York growing up. So, I mean, I'm excited. I'm excited for a white Christmas.
You should be excited. These fans go crazy when it gets colder. I think the colder it gets, the crazier the fans get here.
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait, dude.
You got to stay warm somehow, John, if you know what I mean.
After the first preseason game, I was like, dude, I can't wait for the season to see these fans. But, I'm so excited.
Tell me about your family.
What?
Your wife, kids?
I got a wife and a little 2-year-old girl who runs the household, man.
What's her name?
Sean. Yeah, I named her after my friend, Sean Cole. So, it's having a kid is definitely life-changing and makes you vulnerable, very vulnerable. You know, anything happens to a little girl, it's just heartbreaking.
I have a 5-year-old myself. I know what you mean. As I'm doing this morning, one of my colleagues on the radio just announced him and his wife are having quadruplets. They're having 4. Can you imagine that?
Oh, my wife would kill me.
I mean, how do you poor. Do that? One is enough.
Yeah.
I know.
Four?
Yeah, four. Going from zero to four, by the way. Don't have any right now.
Good luck, buddy.
No kidding. Good luck. All right. I appreciate you doing this. And, you know, just kind of if you have anything going on, I know you're partnering with, what is it, Green Mountain Grills? You know, what's that all about?
I always wanted one of their grills and the pellet grills. And it's honestly the best grill I've ever had. Right. And it's just so easy to use. You literally plug it in and you can run everything off your phone. And it's like you can mistake free on that thing.
All right, thanks to John Feliciano for joining me on this Sal Sports and Stuff podcast. Really interesting guy, great to talk to. Thank you for listening, downloading, subscribing, however you're listening, whether that's at WGR550.com or via the iTunes Store or somewhere else where you've found this podcast. Make sure you please subscribe and also throw a nice review on there if you can, okay? Sal Capaccio here. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you again next time.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.